At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, how many of us parents have been in a situation where we've set up our baby monitor and then woken up in the middle of the night and we realized that it was somehow disconnected, we weren't listening to our baby, and we automatically go into a crazy panic? That's definitely happened to me, and also has happened to Kevin Lavelle, who is the CEO and founder of Harbor. This is a new monitor, new baby camera that our family is using, and it has been such a great experience so far that I wanted to come on here and talk to Kevin about the Harbor baby monitor and what sets it apart from other baby monitors. So here we go. So let's go back to just like how you even came up with this idea, because I think all of us as parents find ourselves in situations, whether it's first-time parents, second, third, fourth, whatever it is, there are moments inevitably in parenthood where you're like, you get frustrated by something, wish something existed that doesn't exist. And then you're like, okay, well, someone else will come up with that. But you were the someone else that came up with the new and improved baby monitor. So let's go back to how that even happened.
Yeah. So my life took a little bit of an unexpected path in becoming an entrepreneur. I didn't think I was going to. And I was building my first company, Mizzen & Main. We make dress shirts that stretch. You don't have to iron them or dry clean them. And I had this, I bring it up because I had this aha moment of why has no one made a dress shirt out of performance fabric? And when we started, we were laughed out of every trade show. People told us it would never work. And we've done hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. And I took this crazy idea that no one believed could be possible and also was this gaping hole in the market and brought it to life. And so on that journey, my wife and I worked together. She was our CMO at Mizzen & Main. We were married first and then worked together, to be clear. But our son was born and I did a whole bunch of research, and the monitor, the baby monitor company that got the most press at the time was Nanit. And I thought, oh, seems like cool new technology. I want to try that. And I woke up one morning, he was maybe 2 or 3 months old, and Nanit is a Wi-Fi camera with an app on your phone. And I woke up one morning and the Nanit app had crashed. And as a first-time parent, that is a terrifying experience to realize I have no idea how long I have been monitoring my child. I ran upstairs. Of course, he was fine. Kids are more resilient than we give them credit for, but that's hard. That's scary. So we went out and bought one of those old school cameras and monitors, but then kept a Google Nest camera in the room because we had a nanny. My wife and I worked together and she came back to work, and we wanted to be able to look in from outside the house and check on his safety. But then also at night, I wanted that dedicated device that would tell me without fail if I was connected. Now, those old school devices, any parent knows, they're really low quality. They break all the time, but at least it will tell you if it has lost connection. And so as an entrepreneur, and kind of it was not the path that I expected, I've wanted to fix this problem since my son was born. His 9th birthday is coming up soon. It's been over 9 years and no one has fixed this problem. And when I started down this path, I did a lot of research with parents, and almost every parent I talked to had the same, yeah, that is really frustrating. Why doesn't it work that way? And also, yeah, I've hacked together multiple systems so that I can have everything that I need. And as an entrepreneur, I just kept thinking, why has no one solved this problem? But the innovator's dilemma is a real thing. Big companies don't want to really push on innovation, and building a startup is a brutally difficult affair, especially with electronics and especially in consumer. So we started working on this in early 2022, officially launched to the public in 24. We've shipped many thousands of devices to parents, and we're just getting started.
It's amazing. I mean, it feels like it was also such a quick, I mean, I'm sure not for you, doesn't feel like it was a quick development, but for me at least, it feels like it was a quick development because I was introduced to you and connected to you with the idea of the monitor when my second daughter was born, and then was able to actually have like a physical device when my son was born. Can you talk a little bit about just the big differences between what Harbor offers with the monitor and then also compared to other devices? Because I, similar to you, went back to old school monitors because I thought, okay, well, my parents didn't really have great quality of the video when I was a baby, and I'm fine. And my siblings are fine, but their monitors, at least they could continue to hear if we were crying or if we were fussing or what was going on in the middle of the night, and the camera wasn't crashing because we didn't have Wi-Fi back then. So you kind of go back to, well, if my parents used it, I'm sure it's going to be fine. But your camera and your monitor really incorporates a lot of those characteristics of monitors from back then by having even the physical monitor to view things on in your device that others don't.
Yeah, I mean, I love to joke, and I don't know if my parents will watch this, but my version of a baby monitor was a box fan outside my room so that they didn't have to hear me. and look, there are some parents who go, I don't need a baby monitor. At the end of the day, the ability to look in on your child from outside the room is so helpful because you hear a loud bang. As a first-time parent, you hear a strange noise. To not go back into the room is an extraordinarily helpful kind of tool because every parent knows once you open that door again, bedtime starts all over. It could be another 30 minutes before you get back out of that room again. And so technology can make our lives better, but oftentimes it ends up complicating things, or some of the companies that are selling the technology use fear or anxiety to amp up their importance in your life. And we wanted to take a very different approach. And so Harbor is a monitor and a camera that can connect directly to each other without internet. And that's important because you can use it while you travel. It doesn't matter if your internet goes down. It doesn't matter how your Wi-Fi router is doing. They work together without internet. And then they both also connect to the internet. So you get all the benefits of an app on your phone, remote access, record and rewind, all the security features that come along with it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We made a couple really important design decisions, which is there's an AI chip in here and a memory chip in here. And why that's important is we do not store or process our users' footage, which is fundamentally different than all the other Wi-Fi cameras that exist. That also means we don't charge a subscription. All the other Wi-Fi cameras, we're going to charge a monthly or yearly subscription to the tune of hundreds or hundreds of dollars per camera per year, because they're storing your footage in their cloud. Everything goes to their cloud and then back down. And we don't have to store it because it's all stored right here. And then we have some really incredible AI features that are starting to be released that are all processed on the device locally. It doesn't have to go through our cloud. An example of that is, in time, we will be able to sort of do snore detection, which is your child has started to snore a lot more than they used to. And for my daughter, that ended up being a trigger, not with our device because we didn't have it yet, but that ended up being a trigger that told us that she ended up needing her adenoids removed. She was all of a sudden snoring like a freight train and waking up 10 to 15 times a night. And when we took our Google Nest footage to an ENT, he said, oh, yeah, this is a sure sign. And then he did the analysis and she had her adenoids removed and she stopped snoring. All of that can and will be done on the device locally from a privacy perspective. And in time, we aim to connect parents, if they want to pediatricians automatically. That's one of our long-term visions, is the AI can alert the parent and then the pediatrician can be connected if they want to. And then I think on the point of a major differentiator, aside from sort of what we've covered so far, that it works with and without Wi-Fi, it's obviously a dedicated monitor. We have not embraced the breathing analysis that several of the other companies have said. And I understand the concern and fear. I remember going up with my son and listening to him breathe probably once a week or once a night for the first several weeks or months, because that fear is so real. And a couple companies have basically said, if you strap this device to your child, we will tell you whether or not they are breathing. And then the asterisk is, we cannot tell you whether or not they are breathing. This device cannot be relied upon for SIDS, croup, RSV, or any other issue related to your child's health. And that's a big asterisk. I've got a Whoop. I've been wearing one for years. I love biometrics. I love learning. I love data. But the problem is they have perpetuated this fear that you need this device to tell you whether or not your child is breathing. And we agree with the American Academy of Pediatrics that these devices are not only not necessary, but they're not good for families, because it reduces adherence to safe sleep guidelines. The way that you help your child sleep safely through the night every night is you follow safe sleep guidelines: an appropriate mattress, the appropriate height, an appropriate fitting crib sheet, nothing in the crib until a certain age, good airflow, the right type of PJs. If you do those things on your back, if you do those things, your child is as safe as they can possibly be, and a baby monitor can help you hear them to relieve some level of concerns. But the fear that is perpetuated with parents is very real. And also, it can reduce the adherence to safe sleep guidelines, because you think, well, I'll be alerted if something is wrong. Well, you can't be guaranteed alerted via an app. And also, it's anecdotally interesting information at best, and unfortunately anxiety-inducing at worst. And maybe to frame that up, I remember talking to a mom as I was doing some research, and she said, it's really helped my anxiety. I can just check his breathing 15 times a night, and I can check it all the time, every day. And I've actually got two of them. I've got the one company and the other company, and I use both of them. Like, it doesn't feel like it's helped your anxiety. And if the science proved that it could save lives, then we would know that. But they have not undergone the tests or clinical trials to prove that. And unfortunately, the horrible reality of SIDS is we don't know. Science doesn't know what causes it. And so there's no device that could detect something is wrong in any level of medically reliable information. And so that's why the American Pediatrics has said, follow safe sleep guidelines. That is what we know. That is what science has proven. And do that, and you don't need to worry about strapping a device to your child. There are some children that have medical vulnerabilities that need a medical monitor or medical supervision. That's a totally different story than a healthy child and strap this device to them and then get all sorts of fear and monitoring all night long that has no demonstrable benefit.
It's so interesting to hear you say that, because I feel like there's so much anxiety with becoming a new parent. And then also you add on people who are first-time parents or even second-time parents, people who are more anxious in general. Then you have postpartum anxiety. You also have the hormones of just life after giving birth that all kind of contribute to being anxious, going in, listening to your child, making sure that they're breathing. I definitely, with my kids in the beginning, I remember going in, making sure I put my hand on their chest, making sure it would go up and down. And I had so many of my friends who got those devices to strap on their kids at night to make sure they were breathing, to test their oxygen levels. And all of them had those devices malfunction and cause them all to have panic attacks. So the idea that you would be able to not have that anxiety and also be told those are actually not needed, and you kind of have to just really take a deep breath, put the monitor on if that's what makes you feel comfortable, and try to get some sleep. Because you also talk a lot about just the factor of sleep deprivation with parents in general and how big of an issue that is with becoming a new parent or even a second, third time parent, and how much that impacts your mental health, your overall well-being, relationships, interactions with people. And that's at really from the start of parenthood, but can go on as your kids even get older and go through their different sleep challenges as they grow up.
Of course. And I want to address right off the top, I have absolutely no idea what it's like to be a mom. I'm a dad of two, and my co-founder and I are dads who built the technology that we wish that we'd had and the ways that we think we can help improve parenting. But I watched what my wife went through, and I've watched what friends and family members have gone through. And even if you don't enter into or not diagnosed with full postpartum depression, the waves that come and the changes and the anxiety and the sleeplessness are overwhelming in the best of circumstances. And we know that people can go through really, really difficult times. And when you layer in the sleeplessness and unfortunately some of the anxiety that can be added by companies looking to stoke that anxiety, it's too much. And so a big part of Harbor, our mission is happier parents and healthier families, one restful night at a time. And we have a huge amount of content that's free on our website that tries to help cut through some of the noise. Our approach to helping parents with sleep is, you're the parent, you need to do what's best in how you feel in your situation and your circumstance. But if you're asking for help, we've got some great resources. We have nurses on staff that you can talk to for free. And we even have something we've created called a remote night nanny, where instead of $300 to $700 a night to have someone come into your home, which is unaffordable for most Americans and also very hard to find in a lot of places, we can remotely support you. And we can talk more about that. But the vision was this ability to democratize access to sleep expertise. We'd do it as low as $30 a night, depending on how long you work with us. And a big part of that is if you can help a parent get more sleep, you can change their lives.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You can change their children's lives. Children, especially infants, need 2 things. They need proper nutrition and they need sleep. And there is a lot of really bad information out there that is, again, to each their own, if you want to, however you want to do it as a parent. But the information that is coaching parents is often this stoking anxiety where if you let your child cry for even 1 second and you're not in there holding their hand, you will traumatize them for life. It's just not true. And it's really sad because parents, especially in a vulnerable time, they latch onto that and understandably feel as if they're doing something wrong. And so our team, we are focused on how do we lower the stress and anxiety of parenting? It's already difficult enough. We already have enough. And then providing resources, including consultations with our staff for free to ask questions and get some guidance and information. Because what I saw with my wife and some of our friends, when we had an expert that was able to sort of hold our hand and help us shut the noise out of all the chaos out in the world and everyone yelling at you and telling you you're doing it wrong, hey, let's find a way to help you and your baby get healthy nutrition and healthy sleep. And if we can do that, gosh, you're doing a great job. And that is our approach. We realize some people are going to fundamentally disagree with how we support parents. And that's why we say, then you should raise your child and take care of your family and your home life as best you can. But we're here for parents that are looking for that type of support.
One of the things I loved when I first was introduced to Harbor and the idea phase of it was this idea that it would be a monitor that, first of all, wouldn't glitch out or cut out in the middle of the night and you would wake up horrified that you weren't watching your child or listening to your child. That was a big one. And then also the idea of having a physical monitor that you could take around so you weren't having to rely on your cell phone all day long wherever you were going, because we are so attached to our phones already that the idea that we would have to sleep next to our phone or take our phone everywhere with us to monitor our child's nap, the idea of not being able to do that or not having to do that was exciting to me. I know that sound.
Yep, that was my monitor, yes.
So that to me was exciting. And then this idea that you were also creating a monitor and a camera that was being mindful of what everyone is talking about on social media. If you have a monitor, you're exposing your child to terrible amounts of EMF and EMF waves, and it's unhealthy to have a monitor that's hooked up to Wi-Fi. We've talked about the fact that Harbor has the option of being on Wi-Fi and also not being on Wi-Fi, so that's already great. Can you talk about the EMF discussion? And it seems like that's a big noise component to parenting with social media being an influence there.
100%. Yeah, look, no technology is perfect. Anything with chips and electronics is always going to have some level of challenge. But the way that we thought about designing this monitor in your life is if the battery starts to die, if you do lose connection, if something does happen, it's going to alert you, that little noise that you just heard, that you're not connected anymore. And that level of, okay, I'm not going to have to wonder if I don't hear anything, did something go wrong? And importantly, you want to hear everything for your two-month-old. For your two-year-old, you don't really need to hear much. You as a parent can decide the level of noise alerts that you want. And so we've got parents who, for their two or three-year-old, it's unless it's a loud cry or lasts longer than 5 seconds, you won't hear anything through the monitor. And you can make those selections on a per-child, per-camera basis. And the idea there is help parents sleep, because for your two or three-year-old, it's really helpful to be able to look in if you need to, but most of the noises you really don't need to hear. So that was a level of intentionality with the monitor where you don't have to be carrying this around all day or all around your house, because we all need a break from our phones. Now, on the EMF side, we're wading into lightning territory here, because there's a lot of very, very strong opinions and some influencers who like to say some really aggressive sounding things and scare people into, well, this sure seems bad, doesn't it? We've done extensive testing with multiple EMF testing devices, and at 3 feet from this camera, which is the minimum distance you should have this from a child, there is effectively no measurable EMF. Through extensive testing of multiple different devices, largely what we have been able to uncover is a Wi-Fi-based camera, which this is a Wi-Fi-based camera, emits meaningfully less EMF than the old school kind of radio-based devices. And whether you have a Wi-Fi camera or one of these old devices, they all rely on radio waves. That's how it works. My counsel to people, if they are just a hard no on all EMF, is, well, then you should probably remove all Wi-Fi from your home and probably not have cell phones around. And if that's how you feel about it, then that would be the guidance that the science would tell you. But importantly, there's no evidence today of any kind that a baby monitor camera, whether it's Wi-Fi or radio-based, has any level of concern or issue for children. Some of these wellness influencers can come up with a lot of ways to twist that and say, well, they're not testing it right, or it drives a lot of discussion and it drives a lot of eyeballs, but it's unfortunately just really not productive information based on what the actual data tells us. And so ultimately, if you have your camera, whether it's a Wi-Fi camera, whether it's a Harbor or a different Wi-Fi or an old school device, it's 3 feet away from your child, there's nothing that the data tells us to be concerned about in any way. And we're talking a small percentage of the total recommended limit that the FCC says is acceptable from a waves perspective around humans. Ultimately, this thing emits a lot more EMF than your home-based cameras or Wi-Fi devices. And I can understand that parents say, well, it's not right next to my child's head all day long. But again, the science and the data tells us there is no reason to be concerned based on any information and a lot of testing that exists today.
So I also love this idea that with the Harbor monitor that you also have the ability to not listen to things. And I remember this because when I was originally talking to you a few years ago, I was hearing like a stuffed animal fall off the bed or a sneeze or a little thing. And you have the ability as your child gets older to adjust your monitor sensitivity to listen to everything, breathing, a cough, anything, to your child running for the door or something, yeah, getting out, yeah, of bed. Was that done with the intention of allowing the monitor to grow with your family, or really with the idea of emphasizing sleep with parents?
All of the above. And as I said, while I can always unequivocally say, I do not know what it's like to be a mom, I do know what it's like to be a dad. And my wife was the champion mother, and I'm so grateful that she has been the mother that she is and allowed me to be the dad that I needed to be. I mean, we had the monitor in our room and I heard a lot of it. And because of the way that she decided that she wanted to be a mother, a lot of the nights it was her that was up, but I'm going to hear it too. And as our kids got older, having the flexibility to be able to check in from outside the room, The best example I can continue to always give is reading a book in their crib or in their toddler bed, and they launch that thing and it slams into a wall. I need to know immediately if that is my child, because actually at one point in time, my child did crawl out of his crib and swan dove onto the floor. He's fine, but loud bangs come from our children's room, and I need to know what that is. And as we mentioned earlier, you open the door to your child's room, and you may be in there for another 30 minutes to an hour redoing bedtime. When they're 2, 3, 4, it's really helpful to be able to look in, but not have to wonder all night long what it is. And I remember multiple nights where they're sick, they have a cough, they've got a something. You get to 4:30 in the morning and you've been hearing that cough off and on every 20 minutes all night long. And then at 4:30 in the morning with a three-year-old, you go, I just have to turn it off. I have to turn the monitor off. And fundamentally, you shouldn't have to, because it's a very straightforward thing to be able to say, filter out a cough. But let me hear a scream. Let me hear a sustained cry. I'll just triple reiterate, not appropriate for a 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, 6-month-old. You need to hear everything. But as they get older, you don't need to hear everything. And it is a way that you can continue to benefit from the technology without letting it lord over your life and sleep. Because once you cross that sort of sleep Rubicon where your kids are healthily sleeping through the night, that's great. But every parent that is listening to this knows the sleep journey continues 2, 3, 4 years old and beyond, because they still need you. They're kids. And I want to be there as a parent when they need me. But I also know that if we don't protect our sleep as adults, we harm our health, and we also harm our ability to show up as a loving and healthy parent that is there to support our kids.
The big important part is that this is a product that you as a father created because you felt that there was a need in your experience having young children, and also watching your wife as a new mother and then a second-time mom experience this need for a product that you chose to create. Can you talk to us a little bit about what it was like to create this product, and also how, if you have a balancing act, you balance creating a new company and getting it up and running also with fatherhood?
Choosing to build not just one, but two pieces of consumer electronics over the last couple of years has been a very humbling and very difficult experience. But from the beginning, we knew that we could change parents' lives. And we built the product that we wish that we'd had as dads, my co-founder and I, that has everything that a parent needs to get the sleep that they need and deserve, and to look after their child and keep them safe. It is a long-term mission for what we want to do, to help create happier parents and healthier families. And I've seen, my wife and I were so fortunate that we were able to get some help getting our children to sleep through the night, and it changed their lives. Our marriage is stronger, our ability to get up and drive and safely go to work, and then to be a loving parent that isn't absolutely racked by sleeplessness for months or years on end. And so building this has been a very, very, very challenging journey. A lot of people told us it would be cheap and easy. You just go to China and get something off the shelf. But that's not how you build a reliable product with robust cybersecurity and privacy protections. And so we built this product outside of China. And it's a more expensive product than the junk you're going to find for $50 or $100 on Amazon, because those are not reliable quality devices. And I've had this belief all along, okay, so there's this gaping hole in the market. Why? And there's lots of opinions. Parents want what's best for their kids, and no one had built it yet. And so that's why we set out to do it. And as I have built now a second startup as a dad, I've done it much better the second time than the first time. And the biggest takeaways that I've had is certainly making sure that I'm sleeping and taking care of myself so that I can be a loving and present dad. But then I coach my kids' soccer, and I shut down at 5 or 5:30 so that we can have dinner together as a family and do bedtime. And whereas in the early days of building a startup, I would travel all the time, I go on the last flight out and I'm home on the first flight in, so that I am home as much as humanly possible, because I have this very short window where my kids are my little kids, and they view me as their best friend, and they want to spend every minute with me. And as I say that, my wife and I talk a lot about, that's understandable, and that's a perspective that's widely shared, but our true north is we want our kids to want to live near us and to want to get married and have kids and have Sunday dinners together in a family home. And if we do that, then we'll have done it right. It's not just about when they're little kids. It's about wanting to build a life together where we want to be together long term.
Oh, I love that. That's exactly my goal too. And something that my parents, I feel like, did well enough that makes me want to live across the street from them.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. And look, I've got to say, I know we've been talking about Harbor for a couple of years, and I've been so grateful for your feedback. I get to watch you and Chris raise your children and how you talk about family. You set such a wonderful example for so many, especially in the world that you live in and what you're surrounded by. It is remarkable and a great example. We need parents who set examples for parents everywhere that we can all look up to. And certainly in the part of the country that you live in, there's not a lot of that, or there's a lot of bad examples. And I'm so grateful for the great example that you and Chris and your family set.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thank you for creating a device that I use for every single child in my home. And then also for all of my friends who are looking at new monitors and wanting to find something that's reliable and trustworthy, that incorporates all of the things that I think new parents are concerned about and aware of when choosing a monitor. And I think it's so exciting that this is now available for people to be able to use in their homes and have something that's just so great. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for helping share our story.
Thank you so much to Kevin. I have loved using this monitor. I hope you guys will check it out and give it a try as well. It's such a great and easy experience. Also really easy setup, which is very important for someone like myself. So check it out, and thank you, Kevin.